Hello everybody, we are Oriol Moya and Marta Portales,
students of the Autonomous University in Barcelona.
Today we are presenting Miquel Vallimitjana, specialist in food safety and researcher at the Biotechnology Institute of the UAB. Hello Miquel.
He is also a member of SOMLA Lo que Sembrem, We Are What We Seed, an important citizen movement that fights for a sustainable life. It has achieved some goals in changing the law in Catalonia.
We are going to talk about transgenics in Spain. Miquel, could you please explain us which policies are followed in Catalonia and the rest of the country?
Transgenics in Spain follow the same politics of the UA. We proposed to the Parliament of Catalonia a law that has 4 points.
Okay.
This point say that Catalonia is a country free of GMO. But this declaration is institutional. It's only a declaration. The labeling of transgenic now in the UA is only for products that have transgenic, that it's okay. But not for animal derivatives has been feeding with transgenics.
Well, I understand.
The second point, we want to declare a region free of transgenic. And the third point from Som Lo que Sembrem says that we want to stop new investigations in transgenics in Catalonia because we want not to plant, so there is not a reason to investigate for a new transgenic, and also to investigate the effects of the transgenics in health, in environmental and sociopolitics effects.
So my other question is if there are any statal subsidies to help the organic production of the aliments, and if there's an expectation of Europe to help in this economical support.
Also, the non-ecological production is important, but I think that it's the future of our agriculture will be organic.
Yes, because also in other countries like Germany, they have this like attention to organic supermarkets and organic food, and this is a thing we don't have or we don't appreciate in Spain. Like we don't have this culture of appreciation of our own products. And do you think this has to change, or how could it change here?
I think that transgenic will be a problem for the organic production in Spain and for the exportations of organic productions in Spain to Europe.
Thank you so much for your contribution, Miquel.
See you next week on Citizen Corner program from Euronet about studying abroad.